Welcome to The Worthy Reveal, where we go behind the job titles, accolades, and wardrobes and explore the inner work that's required to discover our true personal style and worthiness. I'm your host, Morgan Wider, executive stylist to everyday women, corporate speaker to Fortune 500 companies, and author of the book, The Worthy Wardrobe, your guide to style, shopping, and soul. In each episode, we will purge the emotional, cultural, and financial baggage that's hanging in your closet so that you can reveal your best self to the world, because you are worthy. Today's worthy words are, I am worthy of being bright and bold. In this past week's Worthy Wednesday interview, Minda Hartz and I talked about how racism forces lots of brown and black women to play small when it comes to how they show up at work. And I've been thinking a lot about this interview. If you haven't listened to it yet, go back, pause this recording, and go back and listen to that incredible conversation with Minda. And after you listen, come back here because I want to tell you the story of Megan. So Megan is a woman that I met over the internet via LinkedIn. When I was writing my book, The Worthy Wardrobe, I posted on LinkedIn a request to interview black and brown women about how they were showing up in the workplace. And Megan obliged to share her story with me via the phone. And when we got on the phone, I immediately sensed this bright, bold personality. She was so much fun, so warm, so funny, so hilarious. And she told me this story that has stuck with me since that interview. So she was starting off in college at a historically black college studying engineering. And when she was at that college, she was told that because she was black and because she was a woman, she was guaranteed to be probably the only one that looked like her in her engineering field when she got her first job. She took those words of advice and then applied to them and said, okay, if I'm the only one, I need to do anything and everything I can to blend in and feel safe to these people who aren't used to being around black people and or being around a black woman. So when she got her first job, which was in refrigeration engineering, right? One heck of a niche. She wore what her white male counterparts wore, which was black pants and a blue polo shirt every single day. She did her job slowly but surely. She was moving up the ranks into corporate management. And as she was getting these promotions, she was starting to get invited to these social settings, after work things, happy hours, and holiday parties. And she told me that when she was going to these social events, she was wearing her real clothes and her real hair. And I was like, Megan, what do you mean? What are your real clothes? What are your real hair? And she said, I love bright color, Morgan, and I love gold high heels. And I would wear my hair and my twists out with my natural hair. And when I was going to these parties, people would say to me, oh my gosh, you're so funny. Or, oh my goodness, I had no idea that you had so much personality and were so bubbly. And she would say to them, well, yeah, of course I'm funny. And duh, like I chat all the time. And they said, no, you don't, not at work. And it dawned on her that she was living a different life in her black and blue clothing at work than she was in her off-duty clothing, which those folks had gotten ability to see in these social settings. Megan had been living what W.E.B. Du Bois has called the double consciousness. One personality at work to blend in and assimilate, and then one personality off duty, which was her true self. And these personalities then had distinctly different wardrobes. That awareness of how she could be different came to her from a white male SVP. So she had gone into his office on a Monday morning as she was getting ready for her next performance review that would actually dictate if she was going to be a senior level manager. She was telling him how nervous she was and she wasn't sure if she was the right fit and what she could do. And he said to her, just be you. And she said, yeah, like, okay, whatever, you know, cheesy kind of career advice. And he said, no. I saw the real you Friday night. Who you are this morning is not the same. Be the Friday night Megan. Be your true self. And it dawned on her that when she finally brought her full, real, bold, colorful, natural hair self to work, that's when she finally got accepted into the good old boys club. She told me that for all of this time when she was wearing her blacks and blues and trying to assimilate, these white men felt like there was something inauthentic about her, so they couldn't really trust her or like her. And when she became the bold, bubbly self in these off-duty things, she said that they would say to her, whoa, you're a lot, but I like you. So here's the thing that I want us to think about is that Megan was never going to be able to out-white man a white man. She was always going to be the only brown woman, the only black woman, the only maybe even woman in the room. So what was the point even trying to hide her blackness or her femininity? Now, I'm not saying that a yellow dress or natural hair or a printed color or gold high heels is going to miraculously change a toxic work environment, but that yellow dress might actually change how you show up in that work environment and then therefore how other people treat you. And then you might choose whether or not you want to stay in that toxic work environment. So there's power to color and the power in how we show up. I know breaking up with blacks and blues for some of you can be a little scary. So here are a few tips to ease into being bold with color. Step number one, mix your neutrals. So if you're wearing all black all the time, how about wearing black with camel or even black with navy? When the navies and the blacks look different enough, it can be very chic. Or black with cognac, or black and gray, or gray and cognac. Have fun mixing neutrals because it's still safe, but interesting. And another good tip with mixing your neutrals is to use animal print. Y'all know leopard is my favorite, and leopard is nothing but neutrals. Tan, brown, and sometimes black. Snakeskin, white, gray, and black. Zebra, black and white. Use those animal prints to add some interest to your all neutral outfits. Point number two, when you're ready to go with color, be strategic with where you wear your color. So make sure that the color item is drawing attention to the areas that you're okay with. For example, if you have a small waist and a small chest and you want to show off that frame, wear a boldly bright magenta sweater on top. On the flip side, if you have really great legs, show them off in a pair of cobalt blue pants. I actually know for a fact that Zara makes an amazing skinny pant that comes in a lot of colors. So if you want to show off the bum, or maybe you don't have a lot of bum and want to show off those great legs, have your color there. Because color is going to be drawing attention to you, you want to make sure that you're drawing attention to the body parts and areas that you feel good about. And lastly, choose color based on the intention of your audience. And by audience, that can even just be you. So if you're home, working from home, or I'm about to get on a Zoom and you're not feeling so good, choose a color with the intention behind it. Here's what I mean. If you or your audience needs to be inspired, needs to take action, if you want them to close the sale, if you want people to get hyped up and do what you say, or even if you need to hype up yourself, I want you to wear warm, bright colors. Reds, oranges, yellows. These colors have an energy to them that make us get excited. It's no coincidence that your favorite fast food places, their logos and marketing are all reds, oranges, and yellows because they want you to take action and stop and go get fast food. So again, if you're looking to inspire folks, to inspire yourself, and to get fired up, wear those reds, oranges, and blues. On the flip side, if you are having to deliver bad news or if your priority is to create connection and be a calming source for your audience or even for yourself, I want you to wear the opposite. Blues, light pinks, lavenders, cool tones, grays, all of these colors put us at ease and help us draw connection with other people in a safe space. If you're a coach or a therapist, or if you're in HR and having to deliver bad news that day, wearing a light powder blue or a lavender creates a space of trust and calmness. So I talk a lot about, you know, stylists can say, pick colors and shades based on your skin tone, and that is all well and good. But for the start of this lesson, I want you to at least start picking colors based on your intention and how you want to feel and how your audience wants to feel. You can go to morganwider.com/podcast to shop some of these favorite bright colors that will work for your workplace. I know I talk a lot about color, but I'm so passionate about it because it's one of the easiest things that someone can change in their wardrobe. Instead of buying that blouse in just white or in black, buy it in pink. I promise you, it will fit the exact same. The same with a pair of pumps. If that shoe designer makes a black pump, find the same pump in hot yellow or red. It fits the same. There's no difference in comfort level, but you will be bold and bright. You can go to morganwider.com/podcast to shop some of my favorite bright and bold workwear pieces. Like Megan's story in my interview with Minda, the sooner you allow yourself the freedom to express who you really are, the more empowered you'll be to show up fully in your career. And now for the worthy wrap-up. Number one, you can't out-white a white man, so don't even bother trying. Find your own way to relish in your beauty and unique identity. Number two, when in doubt, buy the blouse or the pant twice, once in black and the other one in a bright color. And lastly, remember that fortune favors the bold. So whatever fortune means to you, go out and receive that favor boldly and in color, because you are worthy of being bright and bold. I hope this episode inspires you to show up as your best, most brilliant, most authentic self. If you like what you heard, please leave a review and share this episode with your tribe. Let's spread the word of worthiness. And if you're ready to build your own worthy wardrobe, check out my website, morganwider.com. There, you can schedule a consultation with me, learn about my group workshops, and buy a copy of my book, The Worthy Wardrobe. Remember, no matter your size, your weight, your age, or your race, you are worthy of being seen as divine, beautiful, and powerful, all while living a life beyond your wildest dreams. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy.